AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. An intelligence firm says traffic through the Strait of Hormuz appears to have come to a halt. Oil prices continue to climb after President Trump announced on social media the U.S. would blockade the waterway. European Union Commission President Ursula von der Leyen says the blockade has been costly.
Our bill for fossil fuel imports has increased by over 22 billion euros. 44 days, 22 billion euros, not a single molecule of energy in addition. And this shows the enormous impact this crisis has on our economy.
Iran's semi-official news agency says the Revolutionary Guard says the strait remains under Iran's full control and was open for non-military vessels, but military ones would get a forceful response. Pope Leo is in Algeria for the first ever papal visit, calling for peace amid the U.S.-Israeli war with Iran. President Trump has been critical of the Pope's stand on the war.
The message of the gospel is very clear. Blessed are the peacemakers. I will not shy away from announcing the message of the gospel, of inviting all people to look for ways of building bridges for peace and reconciliation, of looking for ways to avoid war anytime that's possible.
Iran's ambassador to India says Tehran is open to talks with the U.S. if Washington refrains from making unlawful demands. A federal judge is dismissing President Trump's $10 billion defamation lawsuit against the Wall Street Journal over a story on the president's ties to Jeffrey Epstein. More than 1,000 movie stars, writers, directors, and other Hollywood professionals have announced their unequivocal opposition to the proposed Paramount merger with Warner Brothers. Home sales fell last month, marking a slow start to the spring home buying season. This is AP News. A new Gallup poll shows more workers are experimenting with AI on the job.
But there is still resistance from some employees who remain skeptical. The poll found that 4 in 10 workers say their organizations have adopted AI tools or technology to improve organizational practices. About 2/3 of those workers say AI has had an extremely or somewhat positive impact on their individual productivity, with those in management positions trending more positive. There's also been an uptick in alarm that the new technologies will replace workers' jobs. Many who are not using AI say they prefer to work without it, have ethical opposition to the technology, or worry about data privacy. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Russian swimmers will be allowed to compete with the country's flag and anthem after restrictions were dropped by the governing body for international swimming and aquatic sports. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.